and it says as follows. It says the player agrees to perform his services hereunder diligently and faithfully to keep himself in first-class physical condition and to obey the club's training rules, and pledges himself to the American public and to the club to conform to high standards of personal conduct, fair play, and good sportsmanship.
Am I correct in hearing you that the player is jeopardizing his future employment with a team by violating the league's drug policy?
Well, potentially, but this is something where if a club would try to terminate a player's contract for a doping offense, the players union would very vigorously fight that. And here's the reason. Most Major League Baseball players' contracts are guaranteed. That means if the player's injured or, you know, their skills decline and the club decides to waive them or release them, they're still entitled to be paid. So the position that the baseball players union would almost certainly take is that the only sanction for a player who has tested positive is the, you know, length of the suspension that is permissible under the collective bargaining agreement or has been agreed to by the player union and the league.
Take a shot at what might happen in the future with regard to player agreements and such things.
Well, I would expect the Major League Baseball and the club to go to the union and say, look, we want a clause in the uniform player contract pursuant to which players represent and warrant that they are drug-free, and that if they violate this provision, particularly if it's intentionally, you know, it's where someone is deliberately taking, let's say, steroids or human growth hormone rather than an unintentional violation such as someone takes a nutritional supplement that has a banned substance, they don't carefully check the label, that the league and the clubs would want the right or at least the option to be able to terminate the contract, or at least that there would be some reduction in the value of the contract. You know, I strongly suspect that the league and the clubs are going to want the right to take some action going forward, because the concern is that, hey, if a player's performed very well and it's because they were taking banned substances, just happened to not get caught, then there's the concern that, hey, this isn't an accurate measure of the player's future performance.
Matt Mitten is a law professor and director of the National Sports Law Institute at Marquette University and joined us by phone this morning. Thanks for chatting with us, Professor.
My pleasure, Bob.